Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's a really interesting thread that was happening on Reddit about food in chain restaurants, and it kind of expanded a little bit to not only people who worked in restaurants to tell you what kind of food you should or shouldn't order and, like, tips. They turned it into, like, tips on what's good, what isn't good in general in specific places.
Good for you or just filthy, nasty?
How about just good as far as, like, even as far as never order. One guy says, never order a steak well done. I guarantee you the chef will pick the oldest, crappiest meat from the back of the shelf. You'd be better off ordering a burger. If they're going to crisp it up.
I never understood ordering well done anyway.
Maybe. Ugh. And I mean, that's a general thing he's saying. You know, obviously, there's plenty of places that will give you a good piece of meat and cook it the way you want. But, right. You know, this could be just about anywhere.
But if you like it well done, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. And then there's another one. It says, as a prep and grill person for a burrito chain, I would say chicken. A lot of cooks tend to undercook it, so you get some raw pieces. But when I go to
the
private burrito thing or a Chipotle or a Taco Bell, I feel like all of it's overcooked. It's all dry and pounded the crap out of it and dry. I feel like they overcooked
that's
the crap
though,
out of it.
Because they moisten it up with guacamole and other goodness.
maybe that's what they do.
It hides it.
So, I mean, I didn't agree with that one. And then this one made me laugh because I love seafood. Seafood specials / buck a shuck oysters. It means my seafood delivery is tomorrow and I'm trying to get rid of my old stuff.
No way. Really?
That's what it says. Really, most special dishes are either trying a new dish to see if it should go on the menu or it's not doing that. It's I'm trying to get you to buy this product before I have to throw it out. Are you serious?
So you're telling me not to order a fish special?
If it's like the
What if it's a special because it's the catch of the day?
I know. I don't know how you tell the difference.
You don't.
Because they could say it's the catch of the day, but then it could be old, or it could actually be the catch of the day.
And no matter what, if it's not the catch of the day, they're going to lie to you and say it is. You know?
That's true. I mean, how do you know?
You don't.
Right.
So you stay home and eat. That's what you do.
Mm. I love going out. I mean, we both love going out to restaurants. That has a level of trust you build, you know, when you go to a place. And you hope the better places that trust is there. And I think it is.
We're going out Saturday night to a restaurant for my wife's birthday. Mm. And I know it's me and Nicole, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, my two neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And she is like meat and potatoes. She's not adventurous.
Your wife?
No, my next-door neighbor's wife.
Oh, your next-door neighbor's wife.
And she's not like an adventurous eater at all. Oh, okay. And that's all this is just tasting menus and everything else. It's all just...
She's gonna have a salad.
It's all small plates, so everybody gets two plates, and everybody's supposed to share it.
Love it.
She's gonna be like, "There's some skirt steak. I'll take that." And then if anybody sticks a fork near it, she's gonna put it in your palm. You know, bet.
Yeah, different.
So I don't know.
Yeah, see, I think the higher class places. I mean, that's why they're so good and they have such a good reputation is they don't do this kind of stuff. But I think it wouldn't be fair to say all chains are like this, obviously. But, you know, there's employees you're going to have a problem with here and there in places that aren't the really high-class places. It's just going to happen. You're not going to get the best chefs, maybe. Like this one says, I worked in Denny's for years, and I love Denny's. Whenever I'm in Vegas, for example, that's where I eat breakfast every morning.
Really?
They say everything is frozen, they say, even the avocados. Like, really? Is that true? They got microwave to soften them up? The gravy is powder stirred in boiling water. That could be anybody. I mean, you have gravy envelopes at home you can make
right.
with, too, with the powder. Nacho meat's microwaved. All right.
If you love Denny's, would that matter to you?
I'm still going.
I don't care. Yeah, I just somehow don't care.
I don't get gravy. I'm not getting nacho meat. I get breakfast there, and it's eggs, bacon, hash browns, pancakes. Mm. I mean, what's going wrong there? Nothing, really. Oh,
ready for this?
Grand slam.
Creamy eggs with sea urchin, walnuts, lime, and ancient anchovy oil.
Hmm.
That's one of the things on the menu.
That's clever.
Okay. It's all so unnecessary. There's no good gosh darn reason we're eating eggs and sea urchin.
Sea urchin's delicious.
Ew.
And so, like,
here's someone that we take out for wings, right. Not to a place like that.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Sweetbreads, which I think are brains.
Ooh, that's the one you're talking about. That's
yeah,
that.
With fennel al mono and Marcona almond vinaigrette, foie gras with cinco cebollas.
You could dress that pig up any way you want. I'm not eating that.
Foie gras? Awesome.
That either.
It's awesome.
No, but I'm a sweetbread.
What is that, duck liver?
Yeah, it's duck liver.
Isn't it pate?
No, like it comes in a
squishy thing.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's like duck pudding.
Yeah.
You know, and it comes with five onions and a really good sauce.
Why do you want to eat that? It's one thing if there's nothing in the world to eat and you're on an island and it's that duck or you.
You want to try new things. Nope. Lamb's tongue, Jim Harrison, red jalapeno pesto, and espresso lentils.
Pass.
No, I'm not having any tongue. I'm not having eaten any animal's tongue ever.
Scallops with serrano pepper green curry and minted cashews.
Thing. Why you got to throw mint in there? It's all halfway decent, and then you got to throw in a nasty ingredient, and it ruins the entire thing.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. That's true.
Fried baby squid with quimbombo guisado.
Are the squids still crying as they serve them to you?
Yeah, I don't like that one. I feel bad. I've had it.
Do they feel bad
for them because they're literally babies.
Yeah.
They're literally babies. Like, they barely got to swim before somebody scooped those bitches up.
Right. Oh, that's horrible.
Like, they didn't even get to shoot their first batch of ink.
Right.
You know?
I think they should make you pronounce things before, like, everything you're about to eat.
I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah, you're doing a decent job.
Bone marrow with tuna aioli.
Why the bone
celery
marrow?
Celery salad and fried. It's delicious.
Yeah. Celery salad is the only thing I'm eating there. And
fried capers.
Why are they fried? Just throw some capers on there. Why they got to fry them?
Makes them taste better.
Pulpo with fennel and grapefruit. That's octopus.
Mm.
Mussels with cava and chorizo. That's amazing.
That sounds great.
Ooh, I would eat the chorizo.
Yeah, I'm going to get jiggy.
Mussels and chorizo.
And a confit goat with avocado.
Whisper it as you say.
I know.
It's real. It's food.
I tell you what, if I pronounce it right, I'm sexy.
Yeah.
You know?
It just sounds so good. God, I don't know why. I love menus like that where you're like, oh, listen to this.
Pig ear chilaquiles with soft boiled egg and crema.
Pig ear?
Pig ear.
Nah.
Why? It's just another part of the pig.
Yeah. It's the ear.
What are you wearing?
I'm not eating ear. Little hairs coming off it and little pointy.
Make sure the hair's not there, stupid.
You ever had the guanciale, which is like basically pig cheek?
No,
that's really good. It's actually really good. I wasn't really into it, but it's like really soft, really tender. It's kind of like bacon, but softer.
Mm.
It's really good.
They fry it up usually?
Usually they kind of cook it like the way we do it. They usually fry it. Sometimes you could cook it on a open fire wood grill, and that's really good too.
Mm. What's the name for it, you said?
It's pronounced like guanciale.
Guanciale.
I'm starting to wonder if this was the right restaurant to pick.
Most people are not that adventurous. That's a really adventurous,
but
like four things
birthday.
You mentioned.
You know,
but
her,
she is. That's what she
her
wants?
Birthday.
Well, then that's
she
it.
Wanted, she
too bad.
I'm be good.
If she wanted, you know, Olive Garden pasta, that's where you'd be going if that was hers. You know what I mean? So you pick where the birthday girl wants to go.
That's it.
Everybody else adjust. Pick what you like off the menu. If it's not too much, all right, so you eat a little light.
I think we take some action. Who's the first person that's going to spit something into a napkin? You know?
Right. Being brave, trying to try something for the first time.
I know who my money's on. My own money's on my neighbor's wife. Absolutely. Right.
She's got manners, that broad.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Looking down, they had a list of some other things. This one, actually a fast food one. Check this out for one of your favorite sandwiches. At McDonald's. If you want the fish filet, and who doesn't, JP? Who doesn't?
Anybody with taste buds that are actively working.
They said, don't let them give it to you from the heated cabinet. It could be there for, they usually write the number on the front. The guy says he worked there. It could be there for hours. I don't know if I believe that. But he said, order it fresh so you make an adjustment to it, you know, so that you get it cooked fresh that way. And he goes, it's so much better and tastes so much better than one sitting around.
Yeah, okay.
It kind of makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
Someone else says, don't get the shrimp basket from Dairy Queen.
Why?
I would order a shrimp basket from Dairy Queen.
Because it's good. Why? Why wouldn't you?
They don't give a reason. They said it's self-explanatory. Just don't.
Oh, stop. They got hot dogs and hamburgers. It's once you fry it, it heats up. You're good.
Listen.
Yeah,
hot dogs and
left.
Hamburgers are one thing. Fried shrimp from an ice cream joint? Come on.
They got food.
How about like Friendly's? Friendly's does the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, they got a whole restaurant.
Yeah, it's like a whole
clam boat platter.
Not me.
Friendly's?
Not from Friendly's. Nope.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right?
Fried clams.
Because at Friendly's, I'll do the either a burger or a grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
BLT with cheese.
Sure. Says the guy, try new things.
Because
you're in a basic restaurant.
I don't need seafood from an ice cream joint.
It's fried, so it's frozen.
Frozen.
Frozen to fryer to your belly.
Yeah, it is.
Extra tartar.
I'm good. Oof.
Definitely.
Hello, Friendly's Waitress. Do you have any guanciale? whatever JR just said.
Excuse me.
Can you fry it lightly, please? And the last thing was, and this is every restaurant, this guy used to go through and repair ice machines. He says ice almost anywhere. Unless you've seen people take apart the ice machine and scrub the thing out, you'll never know that there's definitely mold in most of them.
Oh, good Christ. My wife in high school.
Can you believe that?
My wife in high school said she worked at the mall food court and for Roy Rogers, and she, because of her experience there, she will never get ice in any fast food drink.
Really?
Because of issues like that. Bugs.
Oh,
droppings.
God.
Oh, really?
It's 2 minutes to 12. We just changed so many people's plans.
Usually it's 2 minutes after 12 when we're talking about this.
20 years ago, it was one particular mall, one particular...
A long time ago, right?
Yep.
People just are cleaner
I'm not
now.
Saying it's everywhere.
Just happens to go with Roger's whole article of horror.
True, which is very recent.
What's my article of horror?
This one you're reading.
Oh, with this one. Oh, yeah.
So maybe it still happens and it's still prevalent. Don't get ice and drinks.
Don't get ice. I love having my drink loaded with ice.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to stop having ice, people. Whatever. Put some extra droppings in mine. I'll be fine.
Hey, the guy's screen name is DaFuzzy Peach Man. If you can't believe DaFuzzy Peach Man, who can you believe?
I think you have to.
I think you're going to have to. I think so, too. All right, we're Roger and JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Be right back. If you're just joining us, thank you for listening. We were just talking about a whole discussion of not only fast food restaurants, but restaurants in general and things to look out for from people who work in the business. Talking about, you know, don't order seafood on Mondays because usually their last seafood delivery is on Friday. So on Monday, you're getting stuff that was only delivered Friday, which I never thought of that.
Right. That's
and if you're in a place by the water, I wouldn't think that counts.
At least in New York, most of the seafood that comes in through New York City. And that fish, I forgot what they call it, is closed on Mondays. So that's why you'll find a lot of the sushi restaurants are closed on Mondays. Because they want to make sure they can get everything every day fresh.
Right.
If you go to a sushi place on a Monday here, dead man walking.
Not good. Not good. The best they're doing is they got it on Saturday.
Dead man walking.
No, that's not so good. I just mentioned one of the last things. You thinking they can get it on Sunday?
It's open
right?
Sunday.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Fulton Fish Market. That's it.
Yeah. The last thing I mentioned was ice machines, and that a guy was like on this discussion board was saying, listen, I used to fix and repair these ice machines, and they are, he says, they have mold in them, which makes me rethink everything because I always want a lot of ice in my drink, but now it's making me rethink it, although I'm living and have been fine. Larry is online, too. Larry, you know about this stuff.
Yes, sir. I've been doing it for 19 years, and any place that has their ice machine in the kitchen is always the worst from the cooking, especially places that bake bread. The yeast gets in the air, and the machines pull it in. And I kid you not, I've opened them up before where it's literally like a jelly mold of slime from algae and black mold. And when people get sick at restaurants, a lot of times they think it's the food. It's not the food. It's that red algae in the ice from the ice machines.
Nasty, real nasty.
Does the owner of a restaurant
allow
it to get that bad?
That's your livelihood right there.
What? It really does depend on the place. Some places, like, we clean ice machines on schedules, like, every 3 months for hospitals and certain hotels in some places. Yeah. But some you know, private people, they don't get it done until the machine gets so dirty it quits working. And then we get a service call on it, and we have to clean the machine. And most of the time, that's all it needs. It's just so nasty inside that it won't work properly because of all the slime in it.
So you're telling ice machines in the kitchen are bad. I guess the heat from the cooking and the cold, and they fight each other, so everything melts, condensation, everything that sucks in. I can see exactly what you're talking about. Anything in the air.
Yeah, all the food in the air from cooking and frying, especially places that cook their own bread, the yeast that gets in the air from the bread, those are always the worst.
Give me a restaurant with a clear ice machine. I want to see it right by the front door. I want to see right in.
Yeah. If it's out by the front, it's usually not as bad. Believe it or not, the ones that are the cleanest are machines that sit outside the building on, like, screen-in porch areas. Those there, they get dirty on the outside from the dust, but they don't get all that mold and funk in them because they're not in where the food is.
What about the ones in fast food restaurants where it's part of the soda machine? So they give you your cup and you go get your soda?
Those I would stay away from always.
I don't eat fast food, so it's not the worst thing. But
especially the fast food places where they're like that, because they don't take care of them like they're supposed to. They usually don't call until they are so dirty they quit working.
You would think they were constantly monitoring them because they're constantly putting in the syrup.
Yeah, they're used
the
so much.
And stuff like that.
So easy. And they don't change the filters, right?
And it just runs and drops down into it to keep the cold plate cold for the sodas. And until it quits working, they don't even think about it. Yeah, remember the kind of people that are working in most fast food places, man.
All right, Larry, thank you.
In the drawer, usually.
All right.
That's not so good. All right. Pedro's on line three. Hey, Pedro, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Yo.
I can testify to all of this. I do pest control. I know it for a fact.
Wait, there's no way your name is Pedro. I think so.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What's going on here, Pedro?
Pedro, my ass. Go ahead. Finish your story.
No, it's definitely true, man. There's places out there that are absolutely disgusting.
Uh-huh.
You'd never know it.
What do you mean you'd never know it?
Well, I mean, as a customer, you guys would never know it, but the stuff that you see in the back of the house is just pitiful, man. And
don't they get inspected? Like a few times a year, at least?
These guys are definitely on a take, you know, because some restaurants, they get shut down and others don't. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Depends who's passing the envelopes, right? Now, that old story.
I don't want to keep comparing. I feel like I did it a couple times today, but if you go into New York City, every single restaurant has a letter grade on the front door.
That's true.
Like, there's no reason to walk into a B.
Nope.
There's no reason to walk into a B.
I don't even want to know why you got a B.
Exactly. But wouldn't you just slip an envelope? Isn't there an envelope process involved with that, or is that on the up and up?
There could be.
Apparently, this person didn't know, and that's why they got a B.
Right. I mean, there could be, but there's literally zero reason to walk into anybody with a B.
But knowing this way the system works, I can't really trust the A, can I? Because it might have been someone just paying somebody else off.
And I think with a C, you fail. But I at least want the guy that's smart enough to pay somebody off.
Yeah,
if you got a B, you're a jerk off. You're a slob jerk off.
I want my restaurateur to be intelligent.
Correct.
John is on line one. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good.
Hey.
So just like the last couple of callers have said, I used to work for a company that did bake their own bread, like the first guy was saying. But what was interesting, and the last guy, Pedro, I guess we're going to call him, what he was saying about, the inspectors and stuff, sometimes they get shut down. We had gone through multiple inspections and never been shut down until someone came through who was new and went, oh, well, you know what? The first place I'm going to go is the ice machine. And we were all like, oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting place. Oh, my God, look what's inside that machine. And when we got shut down, we all had to work late and clean up. I spent 6 hours taking apart an ice machine, trying to clean it all out. And that red sludge that he was talking about, it was completely infested with that. I can't get the thought out of my head. And it's been 6-8 years since I had to do that.
Oh, great. All right. Good to know, John.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Upside is with all that red sludge, I mean, they didn't kill their clientele, and people came back. So it must be your body can fight it off, but some people are going to feel ill after having maybe some of that. But it doesn't ruin everybody.
I believe, but it's still pretty, I mean, to see it especially, I don't buy ice anywhere anymore.
Nowhere.
Dining, though.
I feel like I just switched to, like, bottled water. You know when they say you want bottled water or tap water?
Right.
I feel like that game just switched on me.
Yeah. Maybe I'll bring my own ice. Like, what do you do?
And I like...
What's the solution to
I
that?
I like a lot of ice and everything.
Yeah, right. What do you drink at the bar? You want some ice. Although they're dipping down into a bin with
where does it come from? Comes from the ice machine.
The one in the back.
The one that's got herpes.
I just had an app that my little brother, he owns a restaurant, and it's called What the Health. And if you...
What the hell?
If you go into that, what the hell?
Okay.
And wherever you are, it picks up your GPS and it tells you the health scores of every restaurant that there is out there. And it's pretty cool. I mean, we ate at a restaurant, and while we were eating, we looked up the thing, and it had a U, which is horrible.
A U.
A U.
There's nowhere a U grade is good.
No, it was not good.
No school.
How do they gather that information? They, I guess, I mean, it's
all from the health department, I think.
And it's national, so they have every health score of every restaurant in the country?
As far as I know, because every place I've traveled so far, whenever I turn it on, it actually comes up to that area. And
oh,
it
see.
Tells the
they
restaurants within a certain, yeah.
Yeah, what so the like health? Whatever. Oh, it's right here.
I wonder what's going to happen. I walk into Disney. You know, you walk into Disney, all of a sudden it's getting like a, you know, God knows what the greatest. Although Disney probably don't even let the health department in. You know, they got their own health department.
I don't know. They do everything so well. I trust them. I trust them to do it right.
I don't trust anybody anymore. Yeah. After the story about the ice machines, I trust nobody.
Yeah, What the Health Florida is the app. They've got Florida and Georgia.
Okay, so it's by state.
Yeah, so far.
I'll
get that one for when, you know, we're going out to restaurants and stuff.
Right.
I'm downloading it right now. Awesome tip. That's great. Roger, JP on the bone.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.